Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court, Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 611. Visible translated text is as follows. Stamped, the Packard Motor Car Company, 125 gross of number 3 and 50 gross of number 4. Those figures represent the grade or hardness of the lead in the pencils. We shipped 100 gross of number 2, 11.5 gross of number 3, and 49 gross of number 4. The amount of the shipment of number 3 is short of the amount the customer ordered. Therefore, there is a suspense shipment card attached to it, as you will notice. The first shipment on this order took place on April 24th. It was a special order and a special imprint on it, and therefore, by the length of time, order received at the factory on March 18th. In invoicing shipments made by the pencil company, our method is as follows. We make out in triplicate, the first or original is a white sheet, and that goes to the customer. The second is a pink sheet, and that goes over to the general manager's office and is filed serially, that is, chronologically. One date on the top, and from that the charges are made on the ledger. And the last sheet or third sheet is a yellow sheet, which is here. Those are placed in a file in my office and are filed alphabetically. These yellow sheets I have here are the yellow sheets I had that day. Because they have since been corrected, I am just taking the corrected sheets. I have the corrections. Miss Eubanks returned on Monday and saw the corrections I had made in pencil on the white sheets and in another set of triplicates afterwards, and I presume made them correct. I was not there, and I don't know. These orders are respectively Hilton, Hart and Kern Company, L.W. Williams and Company of Fort Worth, Tech the Fort Smith Paper Company of Fort Smith, ARC, So Barnum and Sons, Buffalo, NY, S.T. Warren and Company, South Clark St. Chicago Ill, S.H. Cress Company, Warehouse at 91 Franklin Street, New York, New York. There is an order that we have.